revealed in creation, knowing God's power and nature. Today we delve into the profound truth of God's revelation through creation, as declared in Romans chapter 1 verse 20. This verse illuminates the majesty and glory of God displayed in the natural world, inviting us to recognize his existence and character through creation. Romans chapter 1 verse 20. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. Revelation of God's eternal power. The Apostle Paul begins by affirming that from the very beginning of creation, humanity has been exposed to the tangible evidence of God's existence and his attributes. As we observe the intricacies of the earth and the heavens, we encounter a testimony of God's eternal power. The natural world bears witness to God's creative genius and sustaining power. The complexity of life, the vastness of the cosmos, and the intricate balance of ecological systems all reflect the handwork of an omnipotent creator. Psalm 19 verses 1 and 2 says, "The heavens proclaim the glory of God, the skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak, night after night they make him known." Here in Psalm 19, we witness the psalmist's profound declaration of God's glory, revealed through the beauty and order of the heavens. The vast expanse of the sky, adorned with the sun, moon, and stars, testifies to the craftsmanship of our Creator. This display of divine artistry is a continuous proclamation of God's glory, echoing throughout each passing day and night. Job chapter 12 verses 7 to 10. "Just ask the animals and they will teach you. Ask the birds of the sky and they will tell you. Speak to the earth and it will instruct you. Let the fish in the sea speak to you. For they all know that my disaster has come from the hand of the Lord. For the life of every living thing is in his hand, and the breath of every human being." Job invites us to learn from the natural world, as the creatures of the earth and sky offer valuable lessons about the wisdom and sovereignty of God. The interconnectedness of all living beings reflects the divine order established by the omnipotent Creator. Through the marvels of nature, we discern the handiwork of God and his profound care for every living creature. John Piper once said, "As we gaze into the starry heavens or study the intricate details of a flower, we catch a glimpse of the boundless power and creativity of our God." Revelation of God's divine nature. The Apostle Paul reveals that God's divine nature is discernible through his creation. In observing the order and beauty of the natural world, we gain insight into the moral and spiritual attributes of God. The beauty, symmetry, and harmony in creation reflect the goodness and perfection of the Creator. As humanity interacts with nature, there's an inherent recognition of moral truths embedded within the very fabric of existence. Psalm 104 verse 24. "O Lord, what a variety of things you have made. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures." Psalm 104 celebrates the diversity and abundance of God's creation, acknowledging his infinite wisdom displayed through the myriad forms of life on earth. Every creature, from the smallest insect to the largest mammal, bears witness to the Creator's profound intelligence and creativity. The entire earth is a testament to God's intricate design and sustaining power. Acts chapter 14 verse 17. "But he never left them without evidence of himself and his goodness. For instance, he sent you rain and good crops, and gives you food and joyful hearts. In Acts 14, the Apostle Paul underscores God's continual provision and goodness demonstrated through the cycles of nature. The regularity of rainfall, the fertility of crops, and the abundance of food are all tangible reminders of God's benevolence towards humanity. These blessings not only sustain life, but also evoke gratitude and joy, pointing us back to the source of all goodness. R.C. Sproul once said, "Every aspect of creation reveals something of God's character. His wisdom, goodness, and loving care are on display for all who have eyes to see." Confronting ignorance and embracing truth. The Apostle Paul concludes by stating that humanity is without excuse in acknowledging God's existence and nature through creation. The revelation in nature demands a response, a humble recognition of the Creator, and a pursuit of deeper intimacy with Him. Despite the clarity of God's revelation in creation, many suppress this truth due to sinful inclinations and worldly distractions. Ignorance of God's revelation leads to spiritual blindness and moral decay. Psalm chapter 14, verse 1. "Only fools say in their heart there is no God. They are corrupt and their actions are evil. Not one of them does good." Here in Psalm 14, there's an emphasis on the folly of denying God's existence in the light of the overwhelming evidence of His creation. To dismiss the testimony of nature is to reject the very foundation of wisdom and moral understanding. Those who deny God's existence risk falling into spiritual darkness and moral decay as their hearts become hardened against divine truth. John chapter 3, verses 19 to 20. "And the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed." Here in the Gospel of John, Jesus explains that despite God's revelation through creation and the coming of His Son, many choose to reject the light of truth due to their love for darkness and sin. The refusal to acknowledge God's existence and moral order stems from a heart unwilling to confront its own rebellion and wrongdoing. Such individuals prefer to remain in ignorance rather than face the reality of divine accountability. It was Timothy Keller who said, "The refusal to acknowledge God's existence revealed in creation reflects a spiritual rebellion rooted in sinful hearts." How do we apply this to our lives? As we reflect on God's revelation through creation, let's respond with awe and gratitude for His eternal power and divine nature. Embrace the truth of God's existence revealed in every aspect of His creation. May we actively seek to know Him more deeply through His words and align our lives with His divine purpose. Friend, let me encourage you to contemplate creation. Take time to marvel at the natural world and discern God's attributes displayed in His handiwork. Then share the truth. Communicate the reality of God's existence revealed in creation with others. Invite them to explore the truth for themselves. And seek God's presence. Pursue intimacy with God through prayer, scripture, and reflection on His revelation in creation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for revealing Your eternal power and divine nature through the wonders of creation. Help us to embrace this truth with humble hearts and open minds. May we grow in knowledge and intimacy with You, recognizing Your glory displayed in all the earth. In Jesus' name, Amen. May this sermon inspire a deeper appreciation for God's revelation through creation and a renewed commitment to seek Him in every aspect of your life. May God bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you.